And some taking stuff and tying in and taking, just fill up the big tin tub full and go out there and hang them up on the stick, old Chinese sticks and sassafras and all like that, right where it's going to smoke the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my job. I had to go and get some old hickory wood. That nigga would have it there and start a fire. He'd help me. And just keep a piece of tin over and keep it smothered down. When you get a bit of cold, just go in and I have no blaze. And then take pine tops I got and they'd get blaze and put it there and let that smoke come up through there. I got to get the whole thing plumb smoking. And go in after it blaze up, just go put some more pine tops on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it burn out, that pile some more dry wood on there and let it get started, go to add your pine tops on there. And let that smoke come on out up through there. Mm-hmm. That smoke that they get that's plumb dry and hard. That, when it gets started and get hot, that grease is going to dropping down on them tops and all. You had to watch and keep more fire on that. Then they catch fire. It burned them so. I done burn up strip about that long of it. Go out and forget them. But shoot, I'm going to tell you, they'd have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 pounds of sausage. And I seen that smokehouse there. It was about a 40 by 60. And they had lines through there about, oh, that's where you walk about that foot. Lines for the hams, and about two lines for the ham, and two lines for the shoulders and sides and all like that.
Yeah.
And then have them sausages right across the back end back there. They just put them up on them poles or bull where the meat hangers were, where they smoked the meat. Put that old stuff on them. To go ahead to bake on something and take and mop it on that and get it hot. I got, that's something else I got to take the hide off of you.
What?
That old bacon stuff, what they put on that meat. You take and go ahead and it get hot and it drop on you. I got to take the hide off. It wasn't hot grease. But it get in that meat, though. You take and mop it on that two or three times and it get as hard as a bone.
It was a trick of curing meat out, I hear.
Yeah, Lord.
You had to salt it right.
That's right. But I tell you what I've seen them take and kill it over there in August.
Yes.
Dig a hole in the ground about 10 foot deep in that red clay and put pine tops down there and salt that meat, put it down there on that pine tops right in August, the hot in September, run short of meat. With all that bunch, you go out there and kill about two or three hogs, weigh about 200 pounds, and have that hole, it'd be about 10 foot square. Let's go ahead and put them pine tops down and lay that, salt that meat and put it down in there, and put more pine tops on the top of it. And you can go ahead and up through the hot part of the day, if you had the tin and all that, take and pull water on top of that tin, but it'd keep the heat out of there. You pull that water in that, it'd hold that moisture down there. Then in the night, just throw everything back off the top of it and let that night moisture go in there.
Huh.
Shoot, he'd keep that meat, you couldn't tell a bit of it. Sometime a bloodshot piece, it might get tainted a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've seen kill a bunch as 800 to 900 or 1,000 pounds. Kill a cod, just take and hang him up out there, smoke him. You go out there and just cut what you wanted off of them. Just rip them wide open and hang them up in the back of the smoke eye. You smoked them just like you did the sausages and all. And go that off the hams and or shoulders.
Really?
And yeah, that thing, go ahead and just slice off what you wanted. Now take that old meat, saw that saw off your piece, and take and saw it up. And just divide it around for cow and life about a week. I watch where I eat and I watch what I eat. And for going to a restaurant or something like that, I don't do it. I take and got some hamburgers, me and Edmund one time, and I carried them back. There was so damn much salt on them, my God, you couldn't do nothing with them. They put too much salt.